Welcome back to Real Insight Keen, Insights for the Semi-Observant. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 89, Street Fighter Assassin's Fist. So for today's episode, I'm going to actually do a rather quick episode, mostly because I forgot to make note of something on the last episode. So I wanted to get one in before, well, I'll make the announcement at the end of the episode, but it's a rather quick one. I had a chance to watch the web series Street Fighter Assassin's Fist. It was on the Machinima YouTube channel. They also have a website, which I'll have in the show notes. It's a similarly produced program along the lines of Mortal Kombat Legacy, where they provide more of a backstory to the characters from the Street Fighter game. The Street Fighter Assassin's Fist series is a little bit different than the Mortal Kombat Legacy series in that Mortal Kombat provided, or actually before I get into all of that, let me introduce it a little bit and then I'll get into the review. And in this case, I'm going to provide three bits of speculation rather than actual insight, and then I'll provide the summary and we'll close it out. So the release date of the series was May 23rd, 2014, with the tagline, "If a man alters his path, can he change his destiny or only delay the inevitable?" Synopsis of the series is that it's based on the popular video game series by Capcom, Street Fighter. The story focuses on Ryu and Ken as they uncover the past of their master Gouken and learn the secrets of their dark art and Satsuken. I hope I said that right. Probably totally wrong, but no humor in saying it wrong, I guess, on purpose. But in any case, with that, so the comparison between the Street Fighter series and the Mortal Kombat series is that, or the only link is that they provide more of a backstory between in the characters in the game. The difference is that in Mortal Kombat Legacy, they did basically episode by episode that provided backstory on individual characters. In this, at least the season one of Street Fighter Assassin's Fist, they only cover the backstory of Ryu and Ken, so basically how they got their training, why their martial arts style is the same, why they have the same abilities from the game's perspective, and that's basically about it. One of the spoilers I will not, or one spoiler I won't talk about, but this is a character from one of the later games. Basically, it is Gouken's brother who does make an appearance and is part of the focus as far as why Gouken, Ryu, and Ken's master is the way he is, or why he's teaching Ryu and Ken in a particular manner. So I'll have the website where you can check out the more information about it and watch the entire series there, or do it directly on the Machinima YouTube channel. I'll also have a link to the IMDb profile and the Wikipedia article as well, so if you guys want to check out more information that way. But as far as the series itself, it was actually well produced. They go through in the early stages exactly the fighting style of Ryu and Ken, so exactly how they're matching on par with each other. Ryu is more on the peaceful side. Ken is on the, has a little bit more of the anger issue side, but they both have self-control, so while they both have their own demons, they're able to fight well and control themselves at the same time. So in one of the episodes, they go out to have some fun. They're trying to relax, take it easy a little bit, and they actually get into a street fight with some army guys. And while they didn't spend too much time on this particular scene, it seemed like in this scene they're probably setting up for another season or some episodes where they uncover the backstory for Guile and bring him into the mix of the Street Fighter universe. This actually kind of, or the relationship I made here was that, at least in Street Fighter the movie, when Guile knows, I guess from my recollection of it at least, Guile knew Ryu and Ken knew they were street hustlers, but trusted them at the same time. So I figured that this is probably the origin story for that. So it's probably a way to bring him into the mix. We also have the backstory that Ken's dad dropped him off at the dojo to give Ken some training because he was angry over the death of his mother, and to give him that self-control to later rule the company. And I figured that in this case, because Ken's dad is a boxer, he has a boxing style, that he could actually be Balrog. So I figured that that's the case. And while they didn't give Ken's dad a name, actually I'll have to double check that listing in IMDb, but and then I'm pretty sure that they didn't also name what Ken's dad's company was, so I figure that if he's a boxer, that's the company he wants Ken to run. And since, you know, he's a martial artist, it actually works out nicely, I guess. So that's probably another few episodes there. And then finally we have Gokin's, I believe it's Gokin's, well, I guess I don't think they actually cover the wedding, but it's kind of implied, but they were really close. It's actually Gokin's master's niece, I believe, Sayaka. Basically, at the final battle where Goki defeats their master, she ends up leaving because of Gokin's anger issues and inability to control himself and get him out of the funk of the death of his master. So I basically figure that in this case, depending on how they do the backstory, maybe she gets training from Goki, or she somehow in the end, somehow in her journey, finds M. Bison, or if they decide to go that route with the Street Fighter movie. But I guess her backstory somehow could be transition her into Chun-Li. She probably, since Gokin and her uncle were practiced and had the scrolls for Satsui no Hado, that somehow they could probably figure out that basically she probably knew it, and since she couldn't control it, or she, like, it was changed and perverted in her in some way, that's how she was able to get her ability to do the Hadouken and her weird 100 leg kick thing that she has from the video game. So I figure that's at least just these three storylines that they present in the movie or in this web series is at least another season to two seasons. It depends on if they decide to go or continue the route of doing one character per season. So it might work itself out, and then they tie in more of the characters. So probably tie in Vega and the guy from Brazil, Blanca, and all of the other characters, and bring them all into it and make the full universe like they did in Mortal Kombat Legacy. So that's really all I wanted to cover for that. So I'll summarize the web series as the fastest way to victory is strong kick, strong punch, repeat, Shoryuken. So basically that was the bulk of the fighting. While it was not too complex, it did kind of get repetitive after a while. A lot of it was the training, so it made sense to me, but then it was rather brief, and in the end basically seemed like it got into the same funk of the same moves over and over. I think it's, while this isn't necessarily a bad thing, I found that it was, I think they, because they went the route of focusing on just Ryu and Ken, that's probably the reason it started to feel kind of repetitive towards the end. So it was about 12 episodes, so it worked out nicely that they were able to do the backstory of their master and his training as well. So it kind of split it up as well a little bit and mix it up a little bit, add a little bit of the drama to it. So it worked out nicely, but it would have been nice to have more of the army fight scene and more of Ken's dad and what he did as well as his backstory. So a little bit more of the mix as far as what the characters they had were doing. So I give the series a real score of an A. I did enjoy it. It was pretty good. I do recommend watching it, so I hope they do continue to expand this universe as well into more seasons like they do Mortal Kombat Legacy. So I do definitely recommend checking it out. But that is all for this particular episode. So the thing that I did forget to mention in the last episode was that there will be no episode next week. I'll be out on vacation. So if you're wondering why there's no episode and why there's nothing on the feed, that is why. I should have an episode the week after when I get back. I haven't decided on the schedule or the time or the day and all of that, but I'll look out for that. If anything, it will be the week after that. I definitely have the episode, but next week there's nothing. The week after that there may be something, but we'll see how it all works out and what I have ready. But in the meantime, if you want to get in touch with me, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And of course, you can find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network at geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.